Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story today is by Jillian Sisley, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I didn't want this rescue dog. Now he eats my food and hides my socks. He was unwanted by the world. We took him in to give him the life he deserved. Dogs are wonderful creatures. I've had a dog in my life ever since I was born. Other than the few months of mourning between the passing of one pet to the welcoming of another. And what's not to love? For one, dogs make for great vacuums. Oops, did I just drop a carrot sliver? No bother, here comes the living Hoover to zoom in and out like a well-paid, unseen maid. I've been talking to myself quite a lot today. Is there something wrong with me? That's not a problem. I'll just direct my dialogue to this fluffy lump napping by my desk and feel better about myself. It's been a while since I've been to the gym. Oh, wait, but I have walked the dog every day for the last week, so that's okay. I don't feel as bad for being a suburban hermit rider. See? Dogs come in handy. There are plenty of upsides. And while the white, fluffy fur ball lying next to my desk is now like a child to me, I didn't ask for him. I didn't even want him. My partner and I weren't ready for a dog. We had plans to travel for a year down the road, and the logistic side of having a dog was simply too difficult. We, quite responsibly so, contained our dog fever, like having baby fever but for dogs, and continued forward with life. One day soon, we would say. Soon would come much sooner than we anticipated. We saw the beginning of the end from the very beginning. When my fiancé's family member originally told us she was getting a dog, we both told her it was a bad idea. We told her that she had no clue how much work it would take. We told her she wasn't prepared for the commitment, because we knew her. And we knew the dog was just going to be a living thing to curb her loneliness until another man came along to shower her with affection. We begged her to give it 12 months to consider whether she was ready for a 15-plus-year commitment of taking care of another living thing. That said, we weren't at all surprised when, only a few weeks later, an 8-week-old Shih Tzu was snuggled into her side like a childhood stuffed animal. He was named Berkeley. It was even less of a surprise when this family member started a new relationship less than a year later and began to resent her furry little friend. What a nuisance that he had to be fed and bathed and needed new pee pads put out for him every single day because she refused to take him outside multiple times a day to go to the bathroom, particularly not in the wintertime when it was just too cold. And walking him? Well, to be honest, that didn't happen all that much. If she wanted to sleep over at her boyfriend's place, well, my fiancé got a call to drop by and feed the dog. If she was headed out of the province to spend a weekend with her boyfriend, guess who got the call? Yeah, I'm sure you see where this is going. The family member decides she's going to move a few provinces away to be with her boyfriend full time. She makes a joke of gifting us the dog as an engagement gift. We're not laughing. We can't afford a dog right now. We can barely afford our mortgage, my fiancé tells her firmly. You're taking him with you when you move, right? Oh, yes, of course. I can't imagine leaving him behind. I prophesied to my fiancé an hour later in private by saying, you just wait. She's going to dump that damn dog on us. No, he began, brushing me off. She wouldn't do that. A week later, we're on a call with her. She's on speakerphone when she says that they found a new apartment to live in together for her and her boyfriend. I look at my fiancé with panicked eyes. He doesn't understand why. I start frantically pointing at the cell phone and flailing my arms like a lunatic so that I could prepare him for the atomic bomb I knew she was about to drop on us. He still doesn't understand what I'm trying to communicate in time to prepare himself. His fault, I kill it at charades every party we go to. She takes a breath and tries to deliver the news rather flippantly. Only problem is the apartment isn't pet friendly. My fiancé looks at me. I nod knowingly, like a wise Jedi. I tried to tell him, after all. I could hear this coming from a mile away. He clears his throat. But then, what are you going to do with the dog? She seems distracted as she's talking to us, as if she's not discussing the uncertain future of a precious creature, but rather what she's planning to have for dinner that night. I don't know. Probably just post an ad for him on Kijiji, Craigslist, or something. A dog is a massive responsibility one should not take on lightly. We knew we couldn't afford to take in a dog. Not with my fiancé's uncertain employment realities at the time. Not with a mortgage and a wedding to save up for and a car payment to worry about. We couldn't afford to take him. But we did anyway. Because at the end of the day, that's the kind of people we are. We knew we would regret not taking him in. We would be ridden with guilt if we never knew what came of him. We couldn't stomach the thought of him being sold to some strangers on the internet. He hadn't done anything wrong. He didn't deserve to be abandoned. The trauma of being tossed aside by an owner would already take such a toll on him. At least the damage could be padded if he landed on the doorstep of someone familiar. He deserved the chance to have a high-quality life. Every dog, cat, pet, or otherwise does. And so, for these last 8 months, I've been mom to a high-maintenance Shih Tzu named Berkeley with his massive underbite and his dopey face. And so, life goes on. Taking in this dog wasn't sunshine and rainbows, quite the opposite. He arrived to us with massive behavioral issues and an absolute lack of socialization. I saw plenty of psychological trauma in him, a combination of being abandoned and, as well, being cooped up in that two-bedroom condo for the entire first year and a half of his life. It's been a lot of work and money to get him to a place where he can function in the world without being a danger to it. For a few months after he arrived, I resented my fiancé's family member for dropping her unwanted creature on our doorstep. Then one day, it just became the way it was. We accepted it. He became family to us. When that family member comes to visit, she still refers to herself as Berkeley's mom. My fake smile twitches when she says this, as I resist the urge to tell her that she lost the right to call herself his mama when she completely abandoned him. The other day, that same family member was telling us how incredibly happy she is with her boyfriend. They're still together, and that's a big deal. It's true, we can see it. We've never seen her this happy. We're sincerely pleased she's found this joy in her life. We're ready to start our life together and settle down, we nod, showing our support of this endeavor. We've even talked about getting a dog someday. My partner and I glance briefly at each other. We look back at her. Utter silence hangs in the air. I remain quiet, saying a silent prayer and hoping that day never comes. Because we definitely can't afford to support two dogs on our current income. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.